WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtain on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? You are listening to the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. And I am your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only commission-free financial advisors in the area for all about me and my holistic commission-free financial planning practice. Check out jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. If you feel like joining in today, money questions, comments, even your disagreements, they are welcome. All you got to do is log on to financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. Click email the show, and we'll take questions or comments via email. But you can also send them via Facebook or Twitter. The links are right there on the website, financialcoachingradio.com. Should be able to easily find them. First up, let's talk about some estate planning. Celebrities that have done a great job of estate planning. We've talked many times about celebrity estate planning debacles and folks who have made major missteps. They've had millions and millions of dollars, and they just can't seem to get their financial house in order. We have the same problem as Everyday Joes, and they have the same problem as well. Procrastination will get the best of us. Not hiring the right experts will get the best of us. That's why I tell you every week, every day almost, on Financial Coaching Radio, you're going to have to sit down toe-to-toe, face-to-face with an independent, fee-only, certified financial planner to make sure you are headed down the right path. It doesn't mean you always have to fire your current advisor. Hey, maybe you have one of the rare unicorn type advisors who isn't fee only and they do a good job, but you're never going to know if they actually are leading you down the right path or if they're misleading you if you don't sit down and get a free review from an independent certified financial planner like me. If you want to find out more about how I do things, check out jasonquallscfp.com. But in lieu of the NCAA tournament, let's talk about Dean Smith. Dean Smith was, for many years, a great basketball coach at North Carolina. And Dean Smith, you know, he passed away recently. So let's take a brief look at what he did correctly, it appears, in his estate plan. Now, his generosity in his estate plan has gotten a lot of press lately. He actually gave $200. To about 180 players he coached over the years. And it's all over the news, or has been all over the news. You may have seen it. And I guess from what I've read, I haven't read this in depth, but I think that he wanted these guys to kind of keep in contact. This was a way that he could show his generosity, but hey, here's $200. Y'all get together and see each other if you can. But North Carolina basketball coach Dean Smith left $200 each to about 180 players he coached over the years, and it's all in the news. And he did this through a revocable trust. And a revocable trust is a very popular estate planning tool. Now, I'm not a big advocate of everyone needing a revocable living trust. I understand that everything has a fit for some people, and other things have a fit for others. That is part of the mantra here on Financial Coaching Radio. No one-size-fits-all planning here. But revocable living trusts are very popular. They keep the details of your overall estate after you pass very private. Now, if you have just a will, only a will, those are public documents. They're going to go through the court process. Everyone's going to be able to see, if they want, the dealings of your estate through a search of public records. Now, you may be wondering, well, how did all this gifts to Dean Smith's players become public? Well, the players who received the gift from Dean Smith's estate made it public through social media. Now, they went out and posted all over Facebook and Twitter pictures of themselves with the checks, and then the press got a hold of it and, I guess, verified the source of how the money arrived. But a revocable trust, you know, part of the name means that if you ever change your mind about anything you've put in your trust, you can always change it. You can dissolve the trust. You can take back the gift, whatever you need to do. And you can do that without any problem. It's revocable. You can revoke it. Now, just because you have a revocable trust doesn't mean you don't still need a will. In many cases, you'll need a will for assets that aren't in the trust. So you place most of your major assets in the name of the revocable trust. Things like your car, maybe a small bank account, would not be placed in the name of the trust, and you'll need a will to dictate those smaller assets. And this type of will is usually referred to as a pour-over will that is designed to take everything left outside the trust. Trusts are more expensive than wills, you know, a couple thousand dollars to maybe $5,000 per person, depending on the complexity of your situation. So a trust is expensive in comparison to the will, but it is very much, it was more robust than the will in many cases. And it all depends on what your situation entails on which is best for you. But Dean Smith appeared to do a very great job of outlining his estate plan. I haven't heard anything negative about his estate plan. He used trust and revocable trust wisely to accomplish his goals. He was very detailed, down so that he was going to give $200 each. I mean, that's not a very large amount, to 180 people. So that would say to me that if he was going to be that detailed over a small area, then on a small area of his life, then it would suggest that he probably went over and above describing how he wanted his other assets laid out. Now, one hassle of a revocable trust is that you need to make sure all your assets, most of your major assets, not all, but all, most of your major assets are titled in the name of the trust. This is one of my big issues with the revocable trust planning, is because people don't do the legwork. They don't retitle their home, their cars, your investment accounts, all in the name of the trust, and it makes the trust basically worthless. And let's say that you actually did, when you established the trust, you made all the title changes on your assets, but then you bought and sold a house, you changed investment companies, and you forgot to keep putting all the name of your assets in the name of the trust, and it eventually became irrelevant. Again, you paid all that money to set up the trust, and it became worthless. So you have to have some maintenance on the trust. Or one of the big pluses, one of the big positives of using a revocable trust is privacy. I described it earlier. And if you don't retitle your assets properly, all your assets are going to be public. And that's probably something that you wanted to avoid. At least one of the pluses of having to set up a trust was to avoid probate. As mentioned, a revocable living trust isn't for everyone. When a revocable living trust is used as the main document for estate planning, creditors may have up to 2 years to seek judgment against your assets, which is very different than a will. In a will, typical cases, they only have 6 months to seek judgment. So if you're in a high liability profession, maybe a doctor or a lawyer or some other profession, you need to understand the liability cons of a revocable trust. But there's lots of other major benefits. So kudos to Dean Smith. And he's getting lots of press, or his estate is getting lots of press, for his generous gifts to his former players. And I think there were players that actually were exception players that had lettered. But you could do the same in your financial life if you sit down with the right folks. You sit down with an estate planning attorney. You sit down with a certified financial planner jointly, and you hash out, here's what I have, here's what I want to happen at my death, here's what I want to happen at my disability, because estate planning is not all about death. I know we kind of get one sidetracked on that, but it's also about disability and being incompetent. Here's what I want to have happen. What is the most efficient, cost-efficient, tax-efficient way to make sure all that happens? And then you're working with the right professionals to make sure you get the right documents and right planning in place. Estate planning is not about you. It's about those you're going to leave behind. Don't leave them in a mess. And just because you've always thought that financial planning, quote unquote, was just about investing, it's not. It's about everything your money touches, and estate planning's got to be part of that. So I would tell you, if you haven't done so already, reviewed or actually gotten an actual estate plan, hire a certified financial planner who can get you in touch with an estate planning expert, like an estate planning attorney, and make sure your entire estate planning life lines up with the rest of your financial world. It is priceless gift you can give to your heirs, your loved ones, your spouse, your children, your parents, if you leave those behind. And if you want to learn more about my process and all the details that goes into my comprehensive planning process, go to jasonquallscfp.com. After the quick break, we're going to talk about a new credit score and also rebalancing your portfolio. But I don't want you to miss, after the half hour, we're going to talk about 10 types of investment scams you're going to want to make sure you don't run into. FinancialCoachingRadio.com is the place to email the show. Just click email the show or any of the social media links, questions, comments. We're back in just a moment. We can do just about anything on the internet today. We can get medical advice, buy investments, we can even get a will for about $15. I know how enticing, cheap, and easy it can sound, but when you leave loved ones behind, a $15 will bought online may not cut it. As a certified financial planner, I strongly recommend that you use an estate planning attorney. Call estate planning attorney John Baker today at 896-5621 or go to his website, bakercounsel.com. So you don't make a $15 decision that could cost your family thousands of dollars. Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
We've got our hands on name brands like Schwinn, Horizon, Bowflex, and more. Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. Traffic moving well in Murfreesboro. No reports of accidents or incidents. At this time, we have busy traffic broad to Church, broad to Memorial Church, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, Memorial Boulevard, Medical Center Parkway. All very busy. I-24 Medical Center Parkway, I-24 at 96, with lots of slowdown for us. Free at Last Bail Bonding is a proud member of the Tennessee Association of Professional Bail Agents. Call 615-242-FREE. That's 615-242-3733 or go online at freeatlastbonding.com. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
On air, online, on the phone, you can listen to WGNS anywhere.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the show. I'm Jason Walls, your host, Certified Financial Planner. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Years ago, or before I got into, I think I was in college studying finance and learning about personal finance, you know, insurance planning, debt management, credit scores, and one of my friends, you know, who's about to buy a home. And maybe I can't remember the exact date, but it was early on before I knew a whole lot about credit. And he said, yeah, my wife, she doesn't have a credit score. And I'm going, what? How do you not have a credit score? She's like, yeah, she's never borrowed any money, you know, for student loans or credit cards and or a car. So she has no credit score. I said, I thought the score only went from like 350 to 850 or 300 to 850. I think in my mind, I was thinking, well, if you don't have any credit, they just give you the 300, right? But actually, no, is that if you've never borrowed money, you just don't have a score. And now there is a new way, a new score for a credit score for people with no credit. A new credit scoring system aims to help those who have no credit history. Fair Isaac Corp, some would call it the unfair Isaac Corp, the people behind the FICO score, FICO, credit scores, unveiled a new scoring method that takes into account payment of cell phone bills, utility bills, and also other property records. Under traditional FICO scoring methods, if you miss paying your cell phone bill or miss paying a utility bill, it's going to negatively impact your credit. But there has never been a way until now for these payments on cell phone and utility bills and other things to actually positively impact your credit. There are 53 million people unscorable in the United States, meaning they don't have a credit score. And by FICO starting to track this information, they're actually going to be able to give credit scores, at least a new way to give a credit score to lenders, for about 15 million folks. Now, I don't think this is ever going to be a replacement for you actually establishing credit if you're actually wanting to take out a mortgage or a car loan. And certainly not advocating you do either, because I don't know your situation. But definitely having a way. I don't know why it's taking this long for them to figure out a way to give these people with nothing credit scores. Now, if you're renting, now I know there's a way to make sure your landlord reports your rent payments to the credit bureau, and I strongly urge you to get that done. Strongly urge you to get that done, because if you're going to come out of the renting game and then go into buying a house, they're going to ask for that information anyway. Wouldn't it be a great, wouldn't it be great to have that on your credit report already? But anyway, if you don't have a credit score, if you're one of the 53 million that are unscorable in the U.S., thanks to Fair Isaac and the FICO, you're going to actually be able to get a score, assuming you have utility bills and you actually have cell phone bills and have other property records. The new score will have the same range of 300 to 850, but would be completely separate from the existing FICO scores. The new scoring method is still in its pilot phase among 12 credit card companies, and FICO expects to make the new score available to lenders by the end of 2015. We've talked about rebalancing your portfolio many times on Financial Coaching Radio, and it's very hard to articulate the ins and outs of actually how to get it done. What's the best way to get it done without just sitting down with you face to face? But what is portfolio rebalancing? Well, you'll have an ideal asset allocation model. At least you should. You should have a target asset allocation model based on what you're trying to achieve. Everyone should have one. And once you implement that model, say you implement it today, you've discovered the best allocation model for your situation, and you put it all in place today. When you look at it 6 months from now, or you look at it a year from now, it's common sense, at least it should be, that certain areas of your asset allocation model aren't going to move up and down together. You're going to have some asset classes do well, some asset classes not do so well, and your portfolio is going to be out of balance. So what rebalancing is just putting everything back into balance. Some studies show that it increases your performance. Some studies show that it lowers your risk. But whether or not it's an absolute way to get any of that done, no one knows, because all the data is based on the past. But what rebalancing does for you is it forces you to take money off the table. Imagine you're sitting at the blackjack table. You're doing well. And you know in the back of your mind you should take your original investment off the table and just play with the house's money. But something in your mind goes, well, I'm not going to win as much if I take some off the table. That gets to everyone, and especially in our investments. It's hard for us to sell our winners, and it's hard for us to buy our losers. And that's essentially what you do with rebalancing. You sell the winners to buy your investment losers. And it's against our natural way of thinking, but it's actually best for us because it forces us to buy low and sell high, because we're always selling what made money to buy what lost money. Now, it's hard to sell assets been doing well because we tend to assume they're going to keep doing well. But there is no indication, there is no research that says what actually has gone up in the recent past is actually going to continue to go up in the future. Actually, just the contrary. So you must have a rebalancing strategy. But what if you're a big fraidy cat? What if you're a coward? You really can't. It's really tough for you to buy the losers and sell your winners because you try to think in your mind you could outsmart the market. Well, you need to get with the program. You can't. Even investing professionals that do this 10 hours a day can't outsmart the market. But there's some simple ways to rebalance that may not involve you actually selling anything. And this is a great way, and I think it should be used by almost any investor out there anyway, at least considered. When you rebalance, there's going to be cost involved in many cases. Transaction costs, maybe even taxes if you're doing this in a taxable account. But one solution is to skip the buying and selling, or actually the selling part, and then use your future contributions to rebalance your portfolio. Example, you have a $50,000 IRA. Every year you put $5,000 into it. Every year you look at your asset allocation model, you look at what's out of balance, what's in balance, and instead of selling something and buying something simultaneously to rebalance, you use your new money, your new contribution, to shore up your asset allocation model. I think it's the I think it's the desired strategy if you're still in the accumulation phase. You need to be rebalancing your portfolio, if you can, with new contributions, with new money to restore your asset allocation strategy. Another way is to use target date funds or balanced funds. Now, the idea of rebalancing would suggest that you have many securities, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10, maybe 20 different securities, and you're going to sell what's done the best to buy what's done the worst. So there's always some buying and selling goes in. But if you have a target date fund or a balance fund that's already taking care of this for you, they're already keeping your allocation strategy in check. It takes the headache out of it, one, but also takes the emotional decision out of it as well. I would encourage you strongly to see if your current 401k or your current 403b or whatever your work retirement plan, if they offer automatic rebalancing. This is where you set your investment strategy, you set your allocation model up on your online login for your work retirement plan, and it gives you the option to select automatic rebalancing. So next year, you don't even have to worry about it. It's rebalancing every year, year in and year out. As long as your investment strategy doesn't change, you're okay. But it's taking the emotional decision out of buying what's lost money and selling what's made money. And it's just easy. The more we can streamline our investing process, the better it's going to be for us. We got to be more hands-off as investors. We got to be able to control ourselves and not monkey with our money more so than a couple times a year when it comes to rebalancing. Now, rebalancing, as I said earlier, it's not a guarantee of better performance. But research does show that it actually will lower your risk. It will lower the volatility going forward. And I think that's what most of us want. Most of us want. And some people believe in rebalancing monthly or quarterly or two times a year. I would suggest, just on the stuff that I've read, no more than twice a year, but if you can, just do it once a year. The more hands-off you are with your investments, the less chance there is you're going to goof something up and make an emotional decision based on fear and greed. That's my expert opinion, and it probably should be yours. If you want to learn more about me, your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, log on at jasonquallscfp.com. Taking another short break, and when we come back, you don't want to miss this. The top 10 investment scams that are out there. Have you been duped before? I hope not. But this next segment will make sure you're not duped in the future. This is the one show where you can get the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Properties.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Gober here on WGNS.
Let's look ahead toward the weekend on Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. Some great live productions begin this coming Friday. It's The Music Man at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2. Also opening Friday night in Smyrna at the Springhouse Theater, it's The Giver, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 at the Springhouse Theater in Smyrna. And the Candle Wishes Family 5K is at the Gateway Island Saturday morning at 9. Now, the Gateway Island is right behind the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. That's Saturday morning at 9. The Murfreesboro branch of the NAACP is holding their annual Spring Tea, 5 o'clock this coming Saturday evening at the Allen Chapel AME Church. And there's a father and daughter dance at the Smyrna Town Center Saturday night at 6. It's sponsored by the Rutherford County Sheriff's Citizens Academy Alumni Association. The tickets are $20 per person. Get in touch with the school resource officers at 615-900-7879. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Get warm for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
New and used equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily. We're on North Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. We have one accident clearing. It's actually a hit and run. This is Bradyville Pike at Minerva Drive. Also some slowdown already on Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway. Broad at Church and Broad at Memorial. Busy for us. The Third Base Sports Bar has so many screens you wish your head was on a swivel. Third Base Sports Bar, 5814 Nolensville Pike. Come in for the lunch specials, happy hour, and Nashville's best karaoke night. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, AirWatch Traffic.
Get great prices on square slices at Sir Pizza. It's $2 Tuesday. Dine in tonight at any one of the three local locations, and when you buy one pizza of any size, you get a second of equal or lesser value for just $2. It's $2 Tuesday at Sir Pizza on Memorial, East Main, and off South Church.
Weatherwise.
A slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms continuing tonight, and areas of patchy fog possible as well. Mostly cloudy skies with low temperatures in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Nikki Latola on News Radio WGNS. Right now, it's 73.
Keep your family safe when severe weather strikes. Sign up to receive free text alerts at WGNSradio.com. We're News Radio WGNS. AM 1450, FM 100.5 and 101.9.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back in. I appreciate all my great listeners. If you didn't know, we're with you Monday through Friday right here on WGNS 4 to 5 p.m. We hope you check back each and every day. We cover topics on Financial Coaching Radio. No other show is going to cover from a week's perspective. No other host is going to cover it because I don't know of any other show with all the expert opinions about personal financial planning like this one. Learn more at financialcoachingradio.com. And I'm always surprised when I hear of someone, you know, locally or nationally that got scammed, and whether it be a Ponzi scheme or some other type of scam, investment scam. But it really comes, the reason that someone, I won't say it's always this, but many times the reason someone was able to become scammable is because they were seeking something they probably knew deep down was very unrealistic. They were greedy. They were greedy. And, you know, there was a Ponzi scheme guy here, what, a decade or so ago. He was a so-called advisor. He wasn't a CFP. I don't know what investment credentials he had, but he was promising very high performance rates of return. And some very smart people here in Middle Tennessee got duped by this guy and his Ponzi scheme, because they wanted these high rates of returns. And some of these people were smart enough to know that there's just no having your cake and eat it too. So there's one surefire way that I understand that minimizes your likelihood of getting scammed. And here's what they are. And I said one, but there's a couple facets to this way. If you make sure the person you're receiving your financial advice from doesn't have a dog in the hunt based on the recommendation you take or don't take, like a fee-only certified financial planner, okay, that's part one. And if they only work for you, they have no incentive or no loyalty or no they're not carrying the flag of someone else, no manager or boss somewhere, they're only employed by you, that's another facet. But also, no matter who you trust with your money, who you trust for your financial advice, you never, ever give them custody of the money. It means you never turn over actual control of your IRA or your retirement account to the advisor. There has to be a third-party firm in the middle of you and your money, usually called a custodian. Of every Ponzi scheme that I've ever read about, there was never a third-party custodian involved. There was always the advisor having direct access to the client's money, enabling them to actually steal it. And some of these other scams I'm going to talk with you about in a moment have to do with selling stuff. If your advisor doesn't sell anything except for their advice, it really minimizes the deal if you're going to be scammed. But here are the top 10. Investment scams. Number one, you could probably guess, is going to be the Ponzi scheme, the Bernie Madoff. Ponzi schemes have stolen more money than any other type of scam. This is because the investors believe or want to believe so wholeheartedly in their advisor and the returns that they've made a great investment decision that they almost trick themselves until it's too late. Folks, there is no such thing as high guaranteed rates of return or rates of return way above average for any long period of time. It just doesn't work that way. Don't get duped because you're greedy. What's worked for 100 years, the tried and true method of diversification and asset allocation, is going to be the method that's going to work for the next 100. You don't have to be duped into a Ponzi scheme. But whether or not you're chasing performance as I just described, if you don't shell out custody of your assets where your advisor can actually touch the money, get it in withdrawal, if you have a third-party custodian involved in the process, the likelihood of your advisor stealing your money is so small, they would have to do it through forgery, and the third party would probably catch on to it before it was too late, and the Ponzi scheme would never be able to exist. Number two on the list is promissory notes. We've had some of these issues in Tennessee as well. Promissory notes are a popular scam that is sold to seniors who want a high rate of interest with low risk so they can keep up their standard of living. The promissory note appears to be the perfect investment until the fraud is exposed. What are investors wanting? A high rate of return that's guaranteed. It doesn't exist. We're in a zero interest rate environment. It's just not there. If you want guarantees, you're going to have to accept the treasury bill rate. That's it. Number three on the list is loans, private loans. I think we had one of these issues from a CPA here in Rutherford County. Loans or private placements are potential scams because you really don't know if your money is actually being lent to a creditworthy, collateralized borrower. Again, why would someone want to do a private loan? High rate of interest. Greed. If you're not greedy, if you just have normal expectations about the good and bad about your investments and your investment accounts, you're going to minimize the likelihood of you being scammed. The moment you say, well, I want more than what the next guy is getting, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes and believe whatever I have to believe, you're setting yourself up for a scam. Many of these private placement and private loans are fake. I haven't seen of a currency scam, but currency scams are popular with criminals because trading currencies is kind of exotic. And since it's not a very transparent industry, someone that wants to get involved and make a quick buck may be duped by someone with a currency scam. I have had a client before they were my client. They became my client after the fact. That got duped in a precious metal scam. Investing in precious metals seems to be like a good idea. You know, with all the doom and gloom market naysayers out there, we got to buy gold, we got to buy silver, the end of the world is coming. I don't believe that, but I know that how easy it is to convince people of that. You have these folks that say they're actually dealing in precious metals like gold and silver. But actually, you send your money off, you never receive the gold or the silver. Or actually, if the gold or silver is actually being stored somewhere else, are you really going to go drive a couple states over to see if your bullion is actually stored there? You're probably not. Folks, there's so many easy ways to invest in precious metals through exchange-traded funds these days. You don't have to buy the bullion. And if you're going to buy gold bullion or silver, at least do it through a local, reputable source. Maybe you check references. Hey, can you give me three names of people that are in my community that have bought from you before who have actually got the product you've delivered? I still think it's almost silly to do so with so many easy routes to invest in commodities and natural resources and precious metals. If you want that type of diversification, you could do it through an ETF. And if you really believe that the world is coming to an end and the markets are going to crash and every company on the S&P 500 is going to go to zero, I promise you, your gold isn't going to save you. What's going to save you in that scenario is a lot of guns and a lot of ammunition and a lot of food and water. That's what people are going to want. They aren't going to want your gold. But as long as the dollar spins and the market is operational, this is just, it's a scam in many cases. Life settlements are becoming more and more popular. If you have life insurance, permanent life insurance, and you have a health issue, people will give you a lump sum in exchange for your death benefit. And some of this can be a good deal. Most of these life settlement offers are not. You're going to need to seek a second opinion from someone who is outside the transaction. If you're saying, hey, I got a $100,000 life insurance policy, it's whole life, somebody's willing to give me $75,000 for it, here are the restrictions. Get someone with a different set of eyes without a dog in the hunt to see if it's actually a good deal. But in many cases, someone pitching you life settlements are going to be a scam. There's reported case after case about unregistered investments that are kind of under the radar that no one else can get. They're pitched like, hey, Bill and Bob Smith, I have this under the table investment. Now, it's not like the every other investment you've ever seen before, and here's the good, here's the bad, but there's way more upside. If you just give me your money to put in this unregistered investment that's flying under the radar, it's going to make you so much more. Not all unregistered investments are bad, but there is a reason why the investment is unregistered. And I don't think that someone disclosing the fact that the investment is actually unregistered in the first place is probably being done. I think in many of these cases, they're trying to make it appear that these unregistered investments are legitimate. But if you just stick with what has worked for many decades, index funds, exchange-traded funds, heck, regular mutual funds, even with their high cost and underperformance, is better than doing this. Do something with a reputable mutual fund company, and you're not going to get taken for a ride. So it's all about who your money ends up being placed with and who actually gives you the advice are the keys here. If you're taking advice from a salesperson or you're trying to put your money in something that you know that sounds too good to be true, it's probably going to end up that way. Next on the top 10 types of investment scams is prime bank scams. I haven't heard of this one before. But prime bank scams prey on people who believe that the ultra-wealthy have exclusive investment opportunities that are not available to the general public. You can see a theme here, that if no one else can do it, if it's kind of secretive, if it's going to give me more than what traditional investments give, that's appealing to your greed. And when you're greedy and you want things more than the average rate of return on any asset class, or you think it's special, someone tells you that it's special, it's probably a scam. Next on the list, and I think in this community, this should be a little higher, investment seminars, free meal seminars. You look at the list of almost any potential scam or misleading financial information these days, investment seminars, free meal, free lunch seminars are going to be on the list. And the reason that they're on the list, because this is a way, if someone gives you something for free, is it really ever free? Sometimes it is, it's just someone being generous. But a financial advisor of any sort, if they're buying you lunch, buying you dinner at this nice restaurant, don't you think they actually have to sell some product to actually pay that, plus make a profit? So the issue is, what are they selling? Why are they selling it? Why is this the method that they've chosen to sell their products? It's because that it works. They get you to show up. They scare the hell out of you. They think that they have the only guaranteed low-risk product that there is through these index annuity things or whatever else that they're selling, real estate investment trust, private, non-traded real estate investment trust. And you go, hey, I want 7% return with no downside risk, sign me up. Folks, anyone that's promising a risk-free rate of return greater than that of T-bills is lying to you, or else they don't know what they're doing. You cannot get a high guaranteed rate of return without signing up and agreeing to give up something else. That's the truth. That's how financial products work. For work, for you to get something, you have to give up something. That's it. What are you giving up with T-bills? You're going to get a low rate of return that's not going to keep pace with inflation for the 1% or 2% guarantee you're going to get these days. That's it. Everything has downside. Don't buy into a product that only has upside. They don't exist. Last on the list of the top investment scams is annuities. Now, annuities sometimes, there's many different types of annuities. And some annuities are okay, and some annuities I just don't like very much. But here's the bottom line about any financial product that's truly legitimate, is that some people, they are a fit for, maybe just a small percentage of the population. But most people, they are not. So annuities fits into that boat. Sometimes, you know, fixed annuities could work. Immediate annuities could work. In a rare circumstance, maybe a variable annuity outside of a retirement plan. I haven't found a solution yet where an index annuity would work, but that doesn't mean there isn't one that exists. The point is, if your advice is coming from an advisor who isn't going to be paid a commission or a kickback or a referral fee for you taking the advice of buying that product, you're less likely to be duped into one of these scams. Folks, the only way I know to make sure you're not being misled, misinformed, being taken for a ride, is to get a second opinion from an independent, fee-only, certified financial planner. That's it. And I know your current advisor isn't one of those guys, because there aren't many of us, but I strongly encourage you to do yourself, your money, and your family a favor. Log on to jasonquallscfp.com and learn all about commission-free, fee-only financial planning. Back at you in just a moment. Stick around. More great stuff coming your way right after this. How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue. Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878-2134 or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621. Or go to bakercounsel.com.
Lay it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
Get more for your money with new and used fitness equipment from Play It Again Sports. Name brands, unbeatable prices, and new equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Lay it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Good afternoon. We have one accident clearing. It's actually a hit and run. This is Bradyville Pike at Minerva Drive. Also some slowdown already on Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane. Busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 Medical Center Parkway, Broad at Church, and Broad at Memorial. Busy for us. The Third Base Sports Bar has so many screens you wish your head was on a swivel. Third Base Sports Bar, 5814 Nolensville Pike. You're in for the lunch specials, happy hour, and Nashville's best karaoke night. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, AirWatch Traffic.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett here with my BPF, best pizza friend Heather, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Heather, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Financial Coaching Radio on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
What a I'm glad to have you joining in. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime, anywhere. All you got to do is log on to the website, financialcoachingradio.com, financialcoachingradio.com. Click archives. You get a long list of all the past shows right there on the website. There's a listen live link, but don't forget about the WGNS radio app for your smartphone. Stream the show during the 4 to 5 hour. Folks, there's not many shows out there who actually don't have a hidden agenda. Most financial shows are trying to sell you seminar tickets or books or envelope systems. We don't believe in any of that right here on Financial Coaching Radio. We just want you to have a resource for sound financial planning principles that are not one size fits all. Your situation is unique. And a lot of one-size-fits-all steps isn't going to get it done, not the best way to get it done. It'll get it done, and it's better than nothing in most cases. If that's all you're going to do, have at it. But if you're looking for something that's actually tailored to you, you're going to need to work with a certified financial planner. Not only any certified financial planner, a fee-only certified financial planner. Sometimes that term scares people. They're like, what is a fee-only planner? It just sounds expensive. It's just the industry term that means that advisors have taken a stand against commissions and kickbacks, that the advisor who is fee-only will not, cannot, without properly disclosing any outside compensation that comes from a recommendation. If I recommend you do this or that, I don't receive any compensation. And that is important to you because you want to make sure that I wouldn't steer you into something that may be a little bit better for me than it is for you. You can learn more about fee-only financial planning on my website, jasonquallscfp.com, jasonquallscfp.com. It's highly important. I have taken this stand against kickbacks and commissions because I believe it is the best way. It is the most right way to give financial advice. And the reason you won't see more advisors coming over to this side, the light side, opposed to the dark side of commissions, is because of money. It's easy for them to sell you something and move on down the road. That's the truth. JasonQuallCFP.com. I'm going to check out of here for this afternoon, but I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stick around right here on WGNS because all sports talk, live and local, coming up right now. Talk about local sports, and I'm sure they'll talk about what happened yesterday with the NCAA tournament and probably maybe a football preview. All coming your way. Local talk, stick around, give it a listen, support your local station right here on WGNS. I'm Jason Qualls, CFP, back at you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.